Yes, mm-hmm. Railway Club, and it's supposedly going to be very busy, so people should get there early to get some seats, or else they'll be standing for the rest of the night, which is okay, too. They can dance around.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I'll see you. Your name will be there, and we'll see you tonight.
All right, for sure. Thank you.
Ciao. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that was Andrea Ramola. She's from your city.
Yeah, I played on one of her records, actually.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah,
she didn't mention anything about that, though, did she?
She didn't know we were here.
I don't think she knew we were here.
She's just walking down the street.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's great. Sorry, Andrea. Thank you.
Very determined. Self-managed.
Go see her tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at the Railway Club. We played there last night.
It was a wonderful time. We ruined it.
Say hi to Trigger for me and Dana.
Yeah, Trigger, she's a cool girl.
She's awesome. Love that crew. They were a great crew. We loved it.
Yeah. Cool. So Toronto Invasion here in Vancouver this today and tomorrow. No, yeah, and tomorrow you're playing at the PNE, no?
We are playing at the PNE tomorrow night with Serena Ryder.
Yeah. Cool. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Okay.
So the songs that we play, so we started with Tarina Horse with Jay Wolf. Then we listened to Mink Valley from East Vancouver with Cockfight. Then Aunts and Uncles, they have a new EP. So we listen to a couple of songs from them. End to the Cause and Yet to Relent. Synthcake, they also have a new CD called Musicophilia. And Joseph Arthur with Almost Blue that played there at Dakota, no?
He was great. He was there for two nights. It was awesome.
Cool. So why don't we listen to a song? Do you guys have a couple of prepare, no?
Do a song. Yeah. You want to do with a new
version? Yeah, sure.
This is off of our debut record. One, two, three.
Thank you. shaky and the days are just long. Not here or there, don't know where I belong. The streets are so noisy, but I can't hear a sound. Stuck on the beat that I'll never.
Right. So, beautiful song by the Beauties. We can say that, no?
Yeah.
Cool. So, let's say that, tell the public that this is like an acoustic showcase because you generally, I guess, play with all electric,
much,
no?
Much
noiser.
Yeah.
More rock, no?
Yeah. I think because when we first started out, we were playing a lot of country music and stuff, and then when the record first came out, we got voted best roots band in Toronto, but that can be a little misleading because we've got a lot more going on than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people are pleasantly surprised when they come out to the show that it's not just a roots rock show, that we really rock.
There's hard. Stems and flowers as well.
Yeah. Cool. So what was the name of that song?
Without You.
Without You? Okay, let's hear it to Andrea, no?
Yeah.
Andrea Ramolo. She's playing tonight at the Railway. So let's listen to a song from her and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show and the Beauties are here in the studio, so stay tuned.
Streets. What if voice
horses stopped the guns. Mothers kept her righteous sons. Communication's what will help defeat. Let the walls keep coming down, keep coming down.
Here, 101.9 FM. We were listening there to Meep, also from Toronto. That's her name, Meep.
M-I-P. M-I-P, right?
M-I-P. Yep.
Yeah, I know M-E-E-P. That's a different
Meep. That's a different Meep.
Yeah.
And before her, Andrea Ramolo, also from Toronto. She's playing tonight at the Railway, so check her out. She's a pretty cool girl. That's what we're listening there in the back. Okay, so a couple of people are writing to us here. Lillian is asking if Kevin Drew ended up joining them last night.
Kevin Drew did join us last night. He's also here right now.
We called him. It's his real name ain't Frankie. Yeah. It's really Kevin Drew.
Everybody say hi to Kevin.
Hi.
Hi,
Kevin. Hi, Vancouver.
Yeah, Kevin got up with us last night. We did 4 or 5 songs that we've written together.
And cool. Shad showed up.
Shad showed up, and he got up and played with us last night too.
Okay.
Lob singer also, Lisa Lob.
Lisa Lob singer. Yeah. We did Rose Garden with Shad last night.
Okay.
It was really awesome. He's from London, Ontario, which is where 3 of us in this band originate from.
Okay. Nice. So it was a nice party then.
It was a really good party.
It was a packed house. It was a good time.
It was very hot. It was
had that
sensual sweat from the ceiling happening.
It was sweaty, man.
It was sweaty.
It was a hockey game.
It turns to be like that when it's full the railway.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to do a song with Mr. Kevin Drew here.
Drew, he's from a broken social scene. And how did you end up here in Vancouver with these guys?
we went and played in Tofino. We played in Salmon Arm in Tofino on the weekend.
Oh, nice.
And I love playing these guys and just anything to play with them in another city, because we spent so much time together in Toronto on Sunday nights at the Dakota. So it's fun for us, right?
Yeah.
So it was like a vacation for you? Come and play with these guys?
I'm in Vancouver for a couple of days. I'm going to try to find a couple of friends and hang out with my boys right here that I enjoy very much.
Cool. And okay, so Amanda Lee made an interview with you guys at Mariposa Festival in Ontario. So I was reading here on vanmusic.ca that they published the interview there. And what about the devilish songs that it says there?
The devilish songs?
The devil. Well, there's a couple Satan devil things. You know, but it's way, you know, for instance, that song, it's Ain't Nobody Gonna Love You Like the Devil Do.
Which is a Holly Golightly tune.
It's a Holly Golightly tune. But the sort of devilish under and overtones I've always thought were, you know, it's like the yin and yang of the world. The devil will love you because it's so easy to be a shithead bad man, right? So he's always going to love you the best and easiest. It's harder to have the opposite, which, you know, could be God or could be, you know, good and evil, whatever you want to look at it, right?
Your grandmother.
And I stole $20 out of her purse when I feel so bad when I was a kid. I still can't live that down. I was such a bad man then. But yeah, so it's just sort of the yin and yang of good, you know, darkness, light, good and evil. And I wish we were back in the times like, you know, like Lord of the Rings or something like that, where there's an obvious fight.
That was a time. Lord of the Rings was not a time.
It actually happened. It was before the 60s, man. It totally happened. Or it was an obvious fight, you know, it's like, I gotta go fight this bad guy, and I pick up my sword and I go, I wish it was that easy. Now you gotta
monster.
Now you gotta be a bit more metaphysical about it.
Remember 100 years ago, the hobbits, the orcs?
We just started wearing shoes 100 years ago.
All
right, I like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like how this interview is going. Guys.
We just started wearing shoes 100 years ago. Did you just say?
Yeah, you gotta watch out for dragons.
So you can check these guys tomorrow at the PNE. Where are you about? Are you playing in the PNE?
Is there like a stage? Renaissance there? Fair for Darren.
Yeah. We're at the PNE.
I got a sweet outfit.
We're at the PNE tomorrow, opening for Serena Ryder, and then we're also Serena's band on this tour. Yeah. So we play a show first, and then we play with her
at the WestJet Amphitheater.
At the WestJet Amphitheater, I believe.
Okay, WestJet Amphitheater. Okay. Cool.
Our favorite.
WestJet, we fly west.
And which other surprises are you going to have tomorrow?
Horses. We don't know. You have to come to find out.
Same as the railway, or more or less?
A little different. Find out.
More people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you
can get a lot more people in the audience. That's what it's going to happen.
Yeah, check these guys out tomorrow at the PNE. And let's listen to another song, no?
We're going to do a song with Kevin.
All right. There's lots of swearing, but it's going to be gentle.
Yeah.
This was the first song that we wrote together, I think,
Yeah.
A couple years ago?
At Judd's parents' cottage. Summer home.
Summer home.
And winter home. And fall and spring. East Coast, baby. East Coast.
You guys great?
Yeah.
1, 2...
Yes.
The morning after.
Yeah, you're listening to the morning after show here with the beauties from Toronto, playing cool tunes here on the show. And tomorrow you can check them out at the PNE. What time? What time is it?
8 o'clock, I think.
I think 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to play a set, and then we'll be joining Miss Serena Ryder to be her band for her set. Should be fun.
Okay. Yeah. So you play with Serena Ryder, you play with Kevin Drew. You also play with Ron Sexsmith, no?
Sometimes. Yeah, we do play with Ron sometimes.
Cool. And who else? Who else you got there?
Played with Jimmy Shaw a few times.
Yeah, Jimmy Shaw from Metric a few times.
Oh, yeah.
With Kathleen Edwards.
Waiting for my man, Jimmy Shaw.
Well, the thing is about the residency thing, it's that a lot of musicians come out and check out that Sunday night show, and so they end up getting up and playing songs with us and stuff like that. They all live in that neighborhood, so it's been a really great thing for us to be able to play with all those great musicians that go all over Canada and then come home and get up and play with us.
You just want to. When you go to Dakota, you can't help but want to get on stage with them because it just looks like so much fun, and they're such a great band and a trustworthy band to play with. So.
We had Misha Berger-Gosserman recently, the famous opera diva. She's been getting up and singing with us, which is amazing. It's nothing like having Kevin Drew, Ron Sexsmith, and an international opera diva.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
She sang "Ain't Nobody Gonna Love You Like the Devil Do" in 7 languages.
Totally incredible. So the Dakota, where is it in Toronto?
Dundas and Ossington, Little Portugal.
Dundas and Ossington. Okay, cool.
Just look for skinny jeans and Ray-Ban sunglasses.
V-neck shirt.
Yeah. Lots of V-necks.
So how did you start that bar, or?
I didn't like working. When I moved to Toronto, I got a job for the first time in my life, and it did not agree with me. So together with my friend Maggie, who's Judd's sister, we got together and had this idea for the bar and opened it up. And it became a nice place for us to play.
Okay, and you started bringing...
And I signed the beauties to a lifetime Sunday day.
We love going back and doing it, actually. We've been doing the residency since the place opened, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, it's, you know, after a long week of gigs, you know, it's kind of nice to go back home, and it's packed. I mean, every Sunday is a sellout, and it's great. If you come, show up before 10, you'll be fine. Yeah. So people usually get let in later on. It's good.
Okay,
it's a great
time.
Yeah, it's also one of those things, too, where, like, you know, you've had a long week of touring, and sometimes, I kind of don't want a feeling, but then it's like, you know, when you go there, it's going to be amazing. Because people have been coming there so religiously that we go out of our way sometimes. Like, we can't really make it, but we make it, you know? We try whenever we can, even if we're far away, to come back and play, because it's...
Cool. So who played it last Sunday?
Flash Lightning filled in for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So what about if Vancouver bands are touring around there? They can contact you?
I think many Vancouver bands there often.
Mm-hmm.
Are the F-Holes from Vancouver? The F-Holes? I saw their poster up at the railway. They're playing in a couple weeks.
Boot Sauce? They're from Montreal. Sorry.
Yeah. Actually, my new favorite Vancouver, but in Mariposa, we did a workshop with the Yukon Blonde Boys.
Oh, the Yukon Blonde,
Great band,
really
great bunch
guys,
of guys.
Good band.
Yeah.
That kicked ass.
We liked them.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was really fun.
We did a workshop together with them in Mariposa, and it was really fun.
Cool.
Big shout out to Yukon Blonde.
Cool. So what's your favorite song from the Beauties CD?
Track 3 of the new record.
Track 3?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to that.
No, I'm just joking. That's our only record.
Oh, you know what? Fashion Blues.
That's what's on right now. Fashion Blues is on right now.
Fashion Blues,
Jack
Warren.
That's the end.
So, we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
devil don't mind. There ain't nobody gonna love me like the devil do. There ain't nobody gonna love me like the devil do. There ain't nobody gonna love me like the devil do. I'm gonna get drunk and I get along. Gonna get real dirty. Gonna get real dark. There ain't nobody gonna love me like the devil do.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
So if you're missing the show, you can always podcast it on www.citr.ca. And then on the schedule, there's all the shows and all the podcasts. So you can listen to the show or re-listen to the show because the Beauties are playing here today.
Sorry about that.
And they're playing tomorrow at the P&E. They're on Hastings Street. And after that, you're playing Banff and Calgary and Edmonton. And
yeah, we're doing Calgary, Edmonton, and Red Deer and Banff.
Okay, and yeah, Banff.
Banff on Thursday.
So check out the interview there at banffmusic.ca. There's the tour dates and everything. So yeah, you can and tomorrow you can check them out at the P&E with Serena Ryder there around 8 or 9. No, she starts
8 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And plans for a new album. Or what's the...
We're hoping to get in the studio near the end of this year and early next year, and we should have it out late spring, early summer, I would believe.
Okay. And any other residencies that you're... Did you just do the Dakota?
We did one in New York City in March at
okay.
Pianos. And then that's it for now.
Okay.
We've been on the road most of this summer, so... We'll think about that later.
Okay, cool. So the Beauties were declared the best roots country band by Toronto's Now magazine.
Yeah.
How's that? How's that feel? Or?
It was nice. It's nice when, that was something voted by the readers.
Okay.
The readers poll, so it was nice that people in Toronto were digging what we were doing.
Yeah, cool. So I guess the Dakota is a hot spot there to go visit when...
Yep, it's a good place to go.
When we're in Toronto.
Actually, there's always good bands playing.
Cool.
A very good scene around there.
Yeah. Cool. And what do you think about Vancouver, guys? Do you like Vancouver?
We love it here.
Love it.
The best.
Yeah, the first time, no, that you play here as a band.
It's my first time my first time ever in Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was in Victoria and Pender Island, too, and I'm just overwhelmed at how beautiful it is here.
That's the way to start it, man.
Yeah.
But you live here before, you said, or?
Oh, yeah, I lived here for 4 years.
Okay.
15 years ago or so.
Okay.
Yeah, the city's changed a lot. I didn't recognize a lot of places.
Yeah.
As the world goes, it changes.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's beautiful. It was nice to wake up to the mountains, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we have the ocean really close.
The ocean's nice.
What about you guys? You've been here before? Or?
Yeah, I played at the Plaza of the Nations once with Hugh Dillon, the actor guy. I don't call him a musician. He's an actor. that'll tell you how our relationship's going. And, I actually played at the Biltmore with Lucy Idlout a while ago with Carqua. And they won the Polaris Prize.
Yeah,
they were unbelievable.
From Montreal, no?
Yeah. Oh, they were so cool, too. My amp blew up, and they let me use it. Like, all of their vintage keyboards. But, I mean, Biltmore's a great venue, too.
That's another
number they've done on that place.
Yeah.
It used to be a real kick and stab, from what I understand. So
they still have the off-sales there at the Biltmore?
I don't know.
That's what I remember it for, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good thing. Yeah. We don't have that in Toronto.
No.
No, huh?
No, no. Mm. We like that. We like drinks to go.
Yeah, you have the how do you call it there? The LVGB or something?
LCBO.
LCBO, yeah.
Or the LICBO if you live in a trailer.
LICBO, yes.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to another song, no?
Yeah.
You guys...
Yeah, we're going to get tender.
Yeah, so we'll do a little slow dance. This is Happiness. Actually, this song I just remembered. I sort of wrote for Willie Nelson in a way. I was thinking about, I was working at a restaurant. I had one of my duties sometimes to go get to the grocery store and get, you know, what they needed for the kitchen for that day. And I wrote it on the way there and the way back. And I just thought of him the whole time. Just, you know, and so, yeah. If you're listening, Willie, I got a song for you.
Nelson.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
Yeah, and it's called Happiness.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Do
anything you want to do.
looking bad.
Let's make out.
And for Willie.
Yeah, if he's listening there, that's for Willie Nelson. Cool. So tomorrow at the P&E, go check out these guys. They're going to be performing there. And other things that are happening around town, this Friday at the Waldorf, Tropidelica, they're going to have a band called Mexicans with Guns.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be funny.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah. Andrea Romola's playing today at the Railway Club with Jane Sawyer and Daisy Bluegraff from Painting Daisies. And then this Saturday, there's a couple of things happening. At the Funky Winker Beans, Joyce Collingwood is going to be performing. It's a punk all-girl band.
Nice. Yeah, can kind you go of punk back rock. To the Funky Winker Beans? What was that?
That's the name of the bar.
It's a bar, yeah.
The Funky Winker Beans. Yeah, it's right next to the Save on Meats on Hastings Street. Yeah.
Sweet.
So it's like heavy metal punk bar now.
Oh, yeah.
So this actually looks very good. Metal Mass. It's called Metal Mass, and it has Joyce Collingwood, Mares of Thrace, Cathar, and Anna playing there on Saturday. And also, Prophecy's Son is having a party on Saturday, a CD release party on Ontario and Six. It's like the Pink House there. It's the CD release party for Spell, I think. No. Under the Sun, Under the Sun LP. The name of the LP is Dust. So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Yeah, I think the Rain on the Sidewalk is gonna be performing there, also, and a couple of Vancouver guests. So, check that out this Saturday. And what else? I don't know. Malajube is coming to town.
They're very
like Malajube, great.
Yeah.
And Fesnard Lakes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. They're awesome.
They're coming both to Vancouver. I'll tell you exactly. Well, they're on tour. But they will be hitting Vancouver on September 24th. So, yeah, really cool. The Trius are also playing tomorrow in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom. Japan Droids are playing at the Waldorf Hotel on the 31st.
They're loud.
Yeah, they're cool too.
We played with them at Hillside last year.
Yeah.
Two guys awesome. Making a lot of noise.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the Japan Droids.
Some of it's music.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's really cool that when they play there. So those are some of the gigs that are happening around town. Where are you guys leaving? Tomorrow, I guess. No, so
we're playing the P&E tomorrow, and then we're leaving Thursday. We're playing at the Banff at the new amphitheater on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then to Calgary,
the Palomino on Friday.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we're playing a show for some troops, actually.
In Edmonton, yeah.
In Edmonton, which is, we got a really nice, beautiful letter from some of our troops in Afghanistan. They're back, and they loved our records, so we're going to play a show for them. And I think it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing that, I think, at the Black Dog, and then we're heading out to Red Deer on that night and playing another show.
Okay. Did you drive all the way from Toronto?
No, we did not. We flew.
Okay.
Our arms are killing us.
Okay.
Did you write that? I got to use that.
And what are you guys doing tonight, then?
Night off. See Andrea Romano.
We're going to watch the History Channel. I heard that the Lord of the Rings is on.
Yeah. Inside, behind the scenes, Lord of the Rings. I think I'm going to hit the casino and play some poker myself.
All right. We're going to hit margaritas after this. Yeah. So that's it. The morning after.
Cool. Yeah, that's going to be tomorrow. Okay, well, thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Should we play another song from the CD?
Or? Sure.
Yeah.
Hearts of Down or Heart of Stone or something with hearts in it. Something. Get rid of all that devil stuff.
Hearts of Down is a really nice song that Paul Fischer from The Beauty sings.
Number seven.
He's the quiet, sensitive one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, though.
Just listen to this.
Check us out at thebeauties.ca.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
We'll be right back here on 101.9 FM. The Beauties. Thanks, guys, for coming over.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for waking us up.
Yeah, for sure. Really cool guys. They're going to be playing tomorrow at the P&E, so don't miss that. Okay, so we still have like 10 minutes, so let's listen to a couple of more songs. If you miss the performance of The Beauties, you can always podcast the show at www.citr.ca.
My lover taught me everything that I could want to know. She taught me how to love again when I had lost all hope. My lover taught me how to love when I had all but given up. And my lover taught me how to trust when I'd forgotten what it was. My lover taught me to regret. She taught me how to lie. She taught me step by bitter step. The pain of even trying. My lover taught me everything. Just a game to win. If you're not first, you're last, she grinned as she tore me limb from limb. 'Cause love's a prison, a rocket in a
it was. lot of hardcore stuff is just, it's fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
So we're reaching the end of the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the beauties today. We were listening there to the Shilohs with the song The New Balladeer. And before them, David Bertesi with Cardiography. And Ashley is ready here with What Pink Sounds Like. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
She has a special show, I guess, today.
I have no voice, actually.
She has no voice. So lots of music, I guess.
Yes.
Cool. If you missed the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca and check it out there. Next show, we're going to have also some live music, so don't miss that show. And in the meantime, we're going to leave you with a band called the Rosewood's Diary. The song A Shame is the name of the song, and this was a request. So if the telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and I'll see you next week.